so good. If you have your Bibles this evening, turn with me to the book of John, chapter 11, beginning in verse 23 through verse 25, then verses 43 and 44. John chapter 11, beginning in verse 23 right there. Very familiar story, but I'm going to take you somewhere with this. He is a right now God. Just as he was God yesterday and tomorrow, he's God today. Before the world was, he was already there. He was, let me tell you, Jesus was more than a man. He was God in the flesh. And I want you to know what he was yesterday, what he is tomorrow, he is today. He is a right now God. In other words, a right now Jesus for whatever you got need of. John chapter 11, beginning in verse 23. Jesus said unto her, "Thy brother shall rise again." Martha said unto him, "I know that he shall rise again in the resurrection at the last day." Jesus said unto her, "I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live." Now let's go over to verse 43 and verse 44. "And when he had thus spoken, he cried with a loud voice, 'Lazarus, come forth.' And he that was dead came forth, bound hand and foot with grave clothes. And his face was bound about with a napkin. Jesus said unto them, 'Loose him and let him go.'" But I want you to know, when Jesus spoke, he came forth. What it tells me, he is a right now Jesus. Not just the Jesus of yesterday, not just the Jesus of tomorrow, but a right now Jesus. Heavenly Father, we come before you, dear God, tonight, Lord, and we lift you up and we exalt you, dear God, tonight, Lord. Lord, and we honor you, dear God, and we praise you, dear God, Lord. Lord, and we give you glory, dear God, tonight. Lord, I ask for your anointing. God, I thank you for what you've done in my body. I thank you for this healing Sister Palmer told us about tonight. God, tonight we're looking for you to move, dear God, tonight. You're a right now Jesus. You're a right now Jesus. And tonight I pray someone gets a hold of this word. We honor you tonight, God, and I ask for your anointing. I ask for your blessings, and I ask for you to move on every need in here tonight. Those that need a miracle, give them a miracle. Those that need a healing, give them a healing tonight. Lord, let them reach out and receive from you, oh God. We honor you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. You see, the Bible tells us in Hebrews 13 and 8, Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. I want you to know tonight that he is a right now God. You see, too many times, many believers are looking at Jesus in two perspectives. A historical Jesus, a Jesus who done the great many miracles of yesterday. The Jesus who done this yesterday, who raised the dead, who opened the blinded eyes and made the lame walk. Then there are those who are looking at a future Jesus. A Jesus that is coming in his power and his glory. Those things are true. He did heal the blind. He did raise the dead. He did make make the lame walk. He did do some great miracles, delivered people from the bondages of Satan in that time. And yes, it is true that Jesus is coming with power and authority to this earth again. He's going to fix this earth that no man can do tonight. Amen? He's coming as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. But we miss something many times. We all go back to what he did, and we all go to what he's going to. But how many know, even though he done that in the past, in yesterday, even though he's going to do it in the future, tomorrow, how many know that he's still Jesus today as well? How many know he's still the same today as he was yesterday and forevermore? Let me tell you, this is what many are missing, that he's the same Jesus as he was back there in those times when he walked the streets in Jerusalem and Israel and places. He's the same Jesus that is coming with power and glory onto this earth again. Oh, but I want you to know tonight, he is the same Jesus. It's the same Jesus who lives now that's pulled the principalities and powers. It is the same Jesus who disarmed and has defeated the devil. It's the same Jesus that took the keys of death, hell, and rose triumphant over all the power of the enemy. I am speaking of that same Jesus that rose Lazarus from the dead. And church, I believe tonight, let me tell you that you need to grab a hold of that he's the same Jesus today as he was yesterday and tomorrow. Because I've come by to tell you tonight, this Jesus today is the same Jesus that can resurrect your dreams, that can resurrect your life, that can heal your body, that can bring a miracle inside of your life. You see, let me tell you, there are those that need a right now Jesus. Let me tell you, sometimes I need him right now. Amen? Anybody know what I'm talking about? When I begin to look at this story of Lazarus, Mary and Martha needed him right then and right there. They needed a miracle for their brother Lazarus. Oh, we know he got sick. We know he died. What they needed right there was the resurrection power of the Lord. Amen? What they needed was a miracle, if you will. They needed to see the resurrection power of Jesus inside of their life. Some of you may be in that same boat. You may need a miracle, just like Mary and Martha needed a miracle. Mary and Martha's brother Lazarus, he was dead. He was cold. He wouldn't have a bit of life into him. He had been in the grave for 4 days. You can't tell me they wasn't in need of a miracle. Amen? In that time, they didn't embalm or anything like we do today. So I imagine that he had begun to stink in a little bit and already begin to decay. But they needed a miracle. When you look at this situation, they needed a divine intervention of the power of God. And that's exactly what they were getting ready to say. You see, some of you tonight are in that same boat. You need a resurrection power of God inside of your life. You need Jesus to move inside of your life. Maybe you need Jesus to drive that disease outside of your body tonight, whether it's a mental or an emotional sickness. Maybe you need Jesus to move inside of your mind where you've been attacked. Maybe there's a spirit of fear, a spirit of heaviness that is upon you, and you need Jesus to intervene tonight. Maybe it's for your children who are living in rebellion against God. Maybe it's for your finances tonight. Maybe it's for this and maybe it's for that. The reality is you need a miracle from God. You need a Jesus intervention. And I've come by to tell you, he is a right now Jesus. He ain't just a Jesus of yesterday, which he was. He ain't just a Jesus of tomorrow, which he is. But he is a Jesus of right now, for this very moment. Somebody needs to say, he is a Jesus right now in my life. I said somebody needs to say, he's a right now Jesus inside of my life tonight. Don't be waiting till tomorrow, because today's the day. Amen. I don't care how bad it looks. He's a right now Jesus. I don't care how bad it may stink. He's a right now Jesus. You see what this tells me in John chapter 11 is, no matter how bad it may look, no matter how bad it may seem, no matter how bad things may stink, no matter how impossible it may seem, that when you believe God, then all things are possible to them that believe. I don't care how big of the mess you are in. He can turn it around. I don't care how far you're gone. He can turn it around. It don't matter how much it may be stinking or decaying. He can bring life in it. Let me tell you tonight, he's a right now Jesus. He's a right now Jesus for your situation tonight. Whatever you have need of, he's right now. Did you hear me? Somebody say, he's right now. I said, he's right now. Let me tell you, because he's right now, your miracle's right now. Because he's right now, your deliverance is right now. Because he's right now, your healing is right now. Because he's right now, your restoration is right now. Because he's right now, your breakthrough is right now. Because he's right now, your resurrection is right now. Did you hear me? Let me tell you, because he's right now, whatever you have need of is right now. Somebody say, my miracle's right now. Somebody needs to tell somebody, my miracle's right now. My healing's right now. My Lord tonight. Yes, he did. He was God of yesterday. He's God of tomorrow. But church, don't let us forget that he's still God of today. Did you hear me? And the Bible says he changeth not. If he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. And if you go back and look at the past, don't you think what he done then, he will do today also. My gosh, see that. He'll open blinded eyes. He'll heal the sick. He'll resurrect the dead. My Lord, tonight, let me tell you, what I like, the news I like to hear. A lot of people want to hear the gloom and doom, but I want to hear what the good. I want to hear the testimonies of what God's doing. I want to hear about the healings that God's doing. I want to hear about the miracles that God's doing. My Lord, tonight, quit to listen to the devil's gloom and doom and start understanding he's a right now Jesus for this hour. Some of you got some situations that are bad. Some of you need a miracle inside of your life. And it seems like the devil has been attacking and attacking and attacking. I got news for you tonight. Jesus Christ is the resurrection. You got to see what began to happen here. Lazarus had died. You're going to see Mary and Martha had past faith and they had future faith, but they needed faith right now. Hello. I'm going to show you where they had past and future faith, but they needed faith right here. See, beforehand, Jesus told Mary that her brother, would rise again. But listen, I'll get there here in just a minute where I was going, but listen to what Jesus said in John 11:24. Martha said unto him, I know that he shall rise again in the resurrection of the last day. That's future faith. That's faith of what's going to happen. See, Martha was looking at the future, while the sisters also had faith in the past. Now go back up. When he was sick, in verse 21, Martha said unto Jesus, Lord, if thou hast been here, my brother would have not have died. That's past faith. They said, if you would have been here, we know my brother wouldn't have died. The future faith was that the resurrection was coming again, that Lazarus would rise in the resurrection. Good. But Jesus was telling them they needed more than past faith and future faith. He was teaching them a right now faith. He was going to teach them they needed to have faith right now. See, they acknowledged that if he would have been there earlier when he was sick, Lazarus would have not died. And they acknowledged what was going to happen in the future. But they were looking past the right now. They were looking past that he was a right now resurrection. Not just the tomorrow, not just to the past, but right now. And I believe Jesus was trying to get this across to them. And I believe tonight the church needs to grab this a hold tonight, that he is a right now God. Some of us, we know what he done yesterday. And some of us have said, if you'd have just showed up yesterday, this what we wouldn't have been in the mess that we're in. Or we know what's going to happen in the future. But I'm talking about the right now. How many can believe God for the right now? Amen? How many can believe that he's the right now Jesus in your life? How many believe in the midst of chaos and darkness, he's still the right now Jesus? When things look dead, things look gloomy, and things look despairing, he's a right now Jesus. See, all of us, just like Mary and Martha, need to grab a hold of, he's a right now, a today Jesus, if you will. A right on time Jesus. Yeah, but he was the resurrection now as he was a tomorrow. And as of yesterday, yes, he could have come earlier. And yes, he could have restored Lazarus to health. How many know that? He could have come before Lazarus died. He knew Lazarus, he could have waited. Yeah, she's going to rise. He's going to rise in the resurrection. No. He was going to show him something. I'm right now. I am the resurrection of now. Not just of yesterday, not just of tomorrow, but right now. See, listen to what Jesus said. He was telling them, I'm a right now God. Jesus' reply is in verse 25. Jesus said unto her, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. What he was saying is, I am a right now resurrection. I am the right now resurrection too. I'm not the great I was or the great I will be, but I am the great I am. In other words, you go back to Exodus when Moses said, who shall I say that sent me? And God said, the I am, the I am. In other words, what God was saying there, I am the eternal one. I am the same. See, God, Jesus is not an I was. He was, but he still is. He's the I am. It ain't got to be I will be. He is. See, he was telling them, I wasn't the I was, and I ain't the I am will be. I am the right now as well. He's going to be that always. He's always has and always will be the I am. See, church, some of you are looking like he's tomorrow, but he's today. Some of you are looking like it's something from yesterday, but he's today. That's what he was telling them. Oh, they knew what he could do. They knew about the resurrection. They believed in it coming. But Jesus was saying, wait just a minute. You got to have I am now faith. I am now faith. I am now faith. Here's what we got a problem in our churches. Here's the problem in our churches today. We want to teach that Jesus, God done this in yesterday, but he don't do it today. Throw that mess out the window. Any preacher that preaches God don't do miracles anymore, throw them away. Because my Bible says he is the I am. And if he done it then, he'll do it today. Amen? Amen? Any preacher tells you God ain't moving today, you better get away from him. Because the God that I serve is the same today as he was yesterday and forevermore. See, Jesus was telling them, I am the resurrection of right now. Meaning, he's going to rise today. I'm going to bring you forth. Everything it was in the past, he's still today. He'll still be tomorrow. So I ask you, can you believe him? For today, can you believe God? He's a right now God. I remind you of Hebrews 13 and 8 again. Jesus Christ, he is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Church, I think we miss it. I think many miss it. We want to characterize him doing things yesterday. But what about now? We see him doing things tomorrow, but what about now? See, you're going to receive, you're going to have to believe he's a right now God. You're going to have to believe in faith that he is now. You got to believe he's now. Not tomorrow, not just yesterday, but right now. See, Mary and Martha needed a miracle for the brother. But Jesus knew in order to experience his power, he had to get them into the immediate faith for right now. How many really believe they can receive right now? Amen? How many really believe they can really receive a God right now? Let me tell you, my years of pastoring, I've seen things happen overnight. Change just like that because he's a right now God. This morning, I didn't know if I could hold my head up to preach. But right now, I feel like I could dance 1,000 pews and jump a few. There ain't that many in here. But I think I could. Immediate faith. Quick things change. I've seen God change things around just like that. In the immediate. I've watched them come up and get prayed for and be healed just like that. I watched needs be met just like that. I've seen doors open just like that. I've seen God pay a church off just like that. I've seen God provide just like that. Not in tomorrow, but in the now. when I was walking at the top, he shut just like that. What I hadn't, I seen God do it. I seen him happen in my own life. Time and time again, just like that, immediately. I seen the very moment I cried on God, he'd turn it just like that. You got to understand, he's not a God of tomorrow. When I ask God, I'm expecting it tonight. Hello? Hello, I'm looking for him to turn it around. He's a right now God. He's not just a God of tomorrow or yesterday. He is a right now God tonight. You got to believe him. I'm talking about right here, a right now faith in the midst of your situation. Listen, that breakthrough, that miracle, that deliverance is in that immediate faith. See, I begin to think about some things. And I think too often believers are wishing and begging instead of believing. I want you to know, I'm going to say something, and I'm going to say something strong tonight. I don't have to beg God for a thing. I just got to believe him. I don't have to beg God. You know what it means to beg God? I don't have to beg God. God never called me to be a beggar. He never called the church to be a beggar. What did he call you to be? A believer. Somebody knew it. There's a big difference between being a believer than a beggar. Some people are just wishing. It is, and let me give you another word that is good. And it can go right along with it, but I'm going to explain a little bit tonight. It's necessary to have, but it's not enough. Hope. Hello. I'm going somewhere with this. You see, hope is future, but faith is now. It is. Mary and Martha had a future resurrection, but Jesus wasn't talking about the future right there. He was talking about a resurrection of Lazarus right then. What do you mean? I'm going into that a little deeper here in just a minute. But what is faith? Evidence of the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. You got to believe it. Some of you are saying you're counting. No, I want to explain it here in a minute. Let me explain. Faith is the confidence or trust in a person, the Lord. I looked this up. Or thing or a belief not based on proof. But hope is an optimistic attitude based on expectation or desire. Faith says it's now, and hope says it's in the future. It could happen. That's according to Google. I looked up the difference between faith and hope. See the difference in the two words? Faith says it's going to happen. Hope, we're just wish, kind of looking for it to happen. We got a little bit. See, hope is the eye that sees the promise of. But faith is the hand that takes the promise. There's one thing to see something, but there's another thing to grab a hold of it. A lot of believers got hope, and we need to have hope. But how many's willing to reach out and grab it? If you hold a $100 bill up tonight, I'll show you how to reach out and grab it. I'm not seeing nobody. So you don't have enough faith for me to reach out and grab it. I'll guarantee you I'd grab it if I got the job. No, I'm just explaining to you. Faith is reaching out and grabbing something that God has promised. Amen? Mary and Martha had the hope for the future, of the resurrection of the future. But Jesus was wanting them to have the resurrection right then and there. He was wanting Lazarus to come forth that day. Not in the future, but Jesus was saying, today, I'm going to show you I'm the resurrection. Many of you have said, I believe God is going to do it. I believe he's going to heal me. He's going to save my way. He's going to make a way when there is no way. God's going to turn it around. That's good. You viewed the promise with the eye of hope. But some of you, let me tell you, you've got to reach out and take it. Ooh. Oh, I'm on to something here. How many know, and I'm jumping ahead of myself, the little woman with the issue of blood reached out and took it. How about this incident? Sometimes we know what the Bible teaches, but how many are reaching out and grabbing a hold of that? See, in 2 Kings chapter 6, verses 4 through 7, the Word of God says, so he went with them, and when they come to Jordan, they cut down the wood. But as one was felling a beam, the axe head fell into the water. And he cried and said, alas, master, for it was barred. How many know an axe head ain't never meant to swim? It's never meant to float. What will it do? Naturally, it will sink. In this case, it did sink. But I'm going to show you. And the man of God said, where fell it? And showed him the place. And he cut down a stick and cast it thither. And the iron did swim. There is a miracle. Amen? But I want to show you something. God made the iron float, didn't it? But what did the servant boy have to do? Verse 7. Therefore said he, take it up to thee and put it out of his hand, and he took it. In other words, he had to reach down and grab the iron, the axe head. God brought it afloat, but he had to reach down and grab it. What are you saying, preacher? You can say that cross. You could say that wood stick represents the cross that was put down in this murky, dark water of this world. Let me tell you, that cross brought promises with it. How many know there's promises through the cross of Calvary tonight? How many know Jesus has already made a way? Amen. I'm going to tell you tonight, everything you got need of has already happened at the cross. Every victory you got hold of has ever happened at the cross. Everything you got need of has come through the cross. Let me tell you what you're going to have to do. You're going to have to reach out and grab it. See, God's given us these promises, but we got to lay a hold of these promises. You see, let me tell you, God's the God of today. Think about the scripture. The scripture says also today is the day of salvation, not tomorrow. But today, notice that word today. I believe God is saying you've talked about it. You dreamed about it. You've seen it. It's in the imagination of hope. Now some people need to stretch forth the hand and they need to receive it. You need to put your hand out and grab it. See, hope imagines. Hope admires. But faith takes. Faith receives. Faith possesses. My little girl's got the right name for her. Faith. Honestly, goodness, she does. Because, my Lord, she knows how to take it. She knows how to reach out and grab it. Call me today, Daddy, I need an Apple card for my iPad. Guess what? She got her card. She knows how to reach out and grab it. Don't take her long. Some of y'all send her cards. The first thing she looks for is anything inside, and she grabs that, and she'll read the card. Don't she? But faith is a possessor. Faith receives and takes the promises. Hope just sits back and admires it and wants it. How many of those things get gone when people do things? Hey, man, I want to show you something. Let's go back to the woman with blood. She had hope she could be healed. But guess what? Her hope brought her to Jesus. But I'm going to tell you something. But it was her faith that reached out to touch him. There was a crowd around him that day. But only one touched him. There was a multitude around him, pressing against him. But there's only one that reached out and grabbed him. Ain't that something? I guarantee you, if everybody would have touched him, he'd have done miracles in their life. But how many were willing? How many were just standing back saying, there's the miracle maker, just hoping? Why, here comes a woman with the issue of blood. And let me tell you, when you got a blood issue, you're weak and you're fragile. Here was a woman with the issue of blood that had hope in Jesus. Her hope was coming. But her weak on her being weak and fragile. But she, in faith, she stretched forth thy hand to touch the hem of his garment. How about blind Bartimaeus? When they told him to shut up, he had hope Jesus was passing by. But faith made his mouth open and begin to grab a hold of Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me. You'll read it. God does the miracle. Zacchaeus, he wanted to get to Jesus. See Jesus at the wee little man he was. He climbed the tree, sycamore tree. I wonder how many others would have climbed the sycamore tree to get to Jesus. I told you this morning, too many people today don't even want to get out of bed on Sunday mornings to get to Jesus. More or less, climb a tree. I'm telling you the truth. You want to know why God don't do miracles in your life? Too many hopes and admirers and not enough people that's willing to reach out and grab a hold of him. They're not willing to reach out and grab it. Let me tell you, sometimes you got to reach out and grab the promises of God. Sometimes you got to say, I'm not going to be denied. Amen. Sometimes you got to say, I'm going to do what I got to do to get to Jesus. Let me tell you, faith ain't just a word. It's action to it. Too often we think, we just speak, say we believe, and that's it. No, you're hoping. Uh-oh. You're at the level of hope. Too often we say, we just believe. Oh, I believe. But if you're not reaching out, you don't believe. See, faith is an action word. Read the Bible that people received. They had actions to the words. If it's just words, people are hoping. They're not receiving. I got a philosophy. I don't mind running through a door God opens. I don't. Because I know he got something in store. Listen, I'm going to tell you something. I'll get there in a minute. But I'm convinced God's got it like this. But you don't want to put your hand to receive it. That's why people ain't being baptized in the Holy Ghost. It ain't God ain't baptizing. It's they ain't opened their mouth as he put words in them. Or they don't have desire to. It ain't that God ain't healing anymore. But how many is willing to come up through here and get prayed for? Don't wait on the preacher to call for you. In fact, the Bible says, let him that is sick, let him call for the elders of the church. Amen? Hello? He's a right now Jesus. But you need to reach out and grab it tonight. You need to reach out and grab his promises tonight. You need to quit hoping, and you need to reach out and grab a hold of him tonight. Where's the Calebs at that says, give me this mountain? You know what? He was saying, it's mine by inheritance. It don't matter if there's giants in the lands or not. I want this mountain that God's given me. I don't care if there's giants and troubles in that land. While the majority of people saying, we can't do it, Caleb said, let us go. This is my mountain. Give me this mountain. Listen. Where are the Calebs who are willing to take the mountain? Some want God to bless them with a new job, but they don't want to take the job. Ain't willing to leave a job to go to another job. Some, I've heard some say, God, I need a job. Oh, here's a big one right here. You ever heard people say, pray, I get a job, but they never put an application in. Silly, ain't it? That means no, God ain't going to bless you with a job until you get out and start looking. I'm serious. Instead, you know what they do? They'll put these little memes on Facebook. Type, share, be blessed. God don't work that way. They want God bless my finances, but they're not willing to go to work. Hello? You don't work, you don't eat. That's right. I'm convinced you need a job. You do your part. God will open the door. He'll open the right door. A lot of times we talk about it, but we don't want to take the mountain. Caleb was ready to take the mountain. He was ready to put his feet where his words were. He was willing to stretch forth his hands. So I'm telling you, God's ready to do things in your life. He's a right now Jesus, but the question is, are you willing to reach out and stretch forth your hand? Are you willing to stretch forth your hand and let Jesus do the work inside of your life and receive from him? Tonight, I don't want you to think about that. Many are hoping, but they don't want to stretch forth thy hand in faith receiving. I want you to know that he'll do for you what he done in this Bible. He's the I am of today. Marcy, you can get ready to come. See, I'm convinced. A lot of times God's not going to put it just in your hand. You're going to have to stretch forth your hand and receive it. Anybody know what I'm talking about? In other words, you got to reach out and grab a hold of it. It's like praying for jobs, but you never put an application in. How can you get a job somewhere when you never put an application in? Is it just going to be put in your hands? No. But what do you got to do? You've got to get your lazy tail up. You got to get a pen or a computer, go online, and go on and start filling out your information and put your application in. When you do that and you begin to seek God, he'll open the doors. You got to reach out, if you will. See, what I'm telling you tonight is somebody got to reach out and grab a hold of the promises of God. So I want you to know he's the same Jesus. And he's got a promise for you today. You can have that resurrection power in your life. But I ask you, how many are willing to reach out as you standing in here tonight? How many are willing to reach out and grab a hold of the King tonight? How many are willing to reach out and grab a hold of the promises of God tonight? Jesus wants to do, he's a right now God. He's a right now Jesus. He can turn it around right now. He'll turn it around right now. You believe him. You need to stretch forth your hand. You need to put your hand up. and give it to Him. Wherever you're at tonight, you come to this altar, or you can stay where you're at. But He's not a yesterday Jesus or tomorrow Jesus. He's a right now Jesus. He's saying, just stretch forth thy hand and believe Him tonight. Right now, Jesus. He's a right now Jesus. A right now Jesus in this time. We honor you tonight. Lord, God, they're stretching their hands. Let them receive. Right now. Build their faith for right now. Not tomorrow. We're immediate. Faith in you because you're the resurrection of now. We honor you in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.